Now's the news. I'm Tianlu. China and Papua New Guinea have agreed to strengthen economic and trade cooperation. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and his Papua New Guinea counterpart Justin Tkachenko witnessed the signing of cooperation deals after their meeting in Port Moresby. The Chinese Foreign Minister is visiting the Pacific Island country for a third time. He will also meet Prime Minister James Marape on Sunday. Greg Navarro has more from Port Moresby.
Wang Yi touched down here in PNG Saturday afternoon on the second visit of his three-country tour across the Asia Pacific. Raced from the airport to the hotel behind me here in Port Moresby, the capital, went straight into meetings along with his delegation with his PNG counterpart, Foreign Minister Justin Tkachenko, as well as his delegation. They were in behind closed doors for almost an hour, hammering through several MOUs, memorandums of understanding, agreements, all centered around economic cooperation. That includes some other things as well, aside from just the economic cooperation. For example, China will provide disaster relief funding for PNG, which will come in very handily, according to the country's foreign ministry. And then, of course, they talked about economic cooperation. All of that really centered around probably the biggest thing, and that is a free trade agreement. Now, Wang Yi, afterwards talking to the media, talked about moving closer to signing the first free trade agreement with a Pacific Island nation.
The Chinese Navy will host a series of activities to celebrate its 75th founding anniversary from Saturday to Wednesday. Navy spokesperson Lin Guowei says the activities will include a national flag-raising ceremony, a martial music display, and themed light shows. Some Navy barracks and vessels will be open to the public during this period. China's second large cruise ship has entered a shipyard in Shanghai for final assembly. Experts say the move signifies that China has developed the capability to engage in bulk production of cruise ships. The cruise ship is expected to leave the dock by March 2026. In comparison to China's first large cruise ship, Adora Magic City, the new ship boasts a larger size with a total tonnage of almost 142,000 tons. Authorities say China's cross-border e-commerce trade rose 9.6% year-on-year to over 577 billion yuan in the first quarter of this year. The Chinese Commerce Ministry says China's imports and exports with Silk Road e-commerce partner countries, including Hungary and the United Arab Emirates, saw rapid growth during this period. A freight train has set new records for both the longest formation and the largest load capacity in China. The freight train consisted of 324 carriages with a total length of nearly 4,100 meters and a total load of over 32,000 tons. It completed a test run on Saturday on the Shuozhou-Huanghua Railway, China's second largest channel for coal transport. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has welcomed Friday's agreement on the delimitation of the border between Armenia and Azerbaijan. A statement says the Secretary General has been closely following the normalization process between the two countries. A Shiite militia in Iraq has claimed responsibility for a drone attack on Israel. In an online statement, the group known as the Islamic Resistance in Iraq said its fighters conducted a drone attack on a vital site in Eilat area within the occupied territories. The statement did not provide any detail regarding casualties. The Iranian foreign minister says an investigation is underway over Friday's attack on Iran. Hossein Amir Abdollahian says it's not been proven that Israel is behind the attack. Iran state media reports explosions happened in the central city of Isfahan after the country's air defense systems were activated, shooting down three small drones. Dubai International Airport is working to recover after record-shattering rain filling the United Arab Emirates. On Saturday, hundreds of people stood in lines at Terminal 3 hoping to board flights. Tuesday's downpour disrupted public transport and brought much of the country to a standstill. That's the news. I'm Tianlu.